This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Larry Haas, who is the former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. Larry also served as the spokesman for the Clinton administration's Office of Management and Budget. Given his experience with the economy and in communicating a message, we want to see what Larry's advice is to the Obama administration tonight as the president delivers what is officially his first State of the Union address. And Larry, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Well, I think we've gotten an idea over the last few days what the general thrust of the president's speech will be. It's going to be about the economy. Spent a lot of public attention on that in the last few days in terms of calling for a spending freeze, tax credits for folks trying to get back to work, for child care and elderly care. He's talked about the banks a lot. What do you expect his main economic message to be tonight?
Well, the president is really trying to do on the economy two things, short-term and long-term. Short-term, he's trying to provide as much affordable help as he can to further spur the economy beyond whatever the stimulus package of early this year did, and to create jobs. And obviously jobs is the number one issue with regard to concerns of the American people. But at the same time, he's got his eye on our creditors overseas who are very concerned about our soaring budget deficit, and that's the whole point of announcing beforehand, and he'll play this up, I think, very big tonight, the spending freeze, to show that we need to get very serious about reducing our budget deficit and reassuring those who are lending us money that we are good for the money and we understand our responsibility to get our house in order. So on the economic side, he's got a short-term problem that he's trying to address, which is what the American people are really concerned about, jobs. But he's also got a long-term problem that he wants to send some signals about, and that's the budget deficit. He's got a tough job ahead of him tonight.
Larry, are those competing interests in the president's mind? We heard a lot early last year about how it's necessary to kind of spend your way out of a recession.
Well, they're not really competing in the sense that the stuff that you do to spur the economy is temporary, whether it is tax cuts or it is spending. And the overwhelming majority of the various elements of the stimulus package and any further stimulus package that we see this year will be temporary. That is time deadlined, due to expire at a certain time. When I'm talking about the budget deficit, I'm really talking about where we're headed over the next 10, 20, 30 years. So he can provide additional spending, additional tax cuts for a limited period of time, let's say the next year or so, and at the same time lay the groundwork for long-term deficit reduction. So he can do both, but he has to be clear about what it is he's trying to do.
Any other specific proposals you expect tonight?
Well, I think that beyond the proposals, Greg, I think the bigger challenge has to do with who he appeals to tonight. He's got a very unhappy liberal base of the Democratic Party, and he's got very disillusioned people in the middle of the country, the so-called independents. And he's got to make a decision tonight, and he'll try to appeal to both, but he's basically going to have to make a decision tonight as to whether he's going to try to fortify his troops on the left or appeal to the people in the middle of the country. I think that he understands, and his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, understands that you just can't govern from the wing. You have to govern from the middle of the country. And I think more than anything else tonight, he's going to try to appeal to the so-called independents, the people within the 40-yard lines of American politics, that he is a mainstream politician, that he's practical, that he wants to get things done, and that they can be reassured that the country is in good hands with him.
And then essentially bank on the fact that the base will come back when Election Day rolls around?
I think so. I mean, we saw that with Bill Clinton when he moved to the center after the 1994 Republican victories in the congressional elections. And the base basically stayed with Clinton even when he declared in 1996 that the era of big government is over, which is something they certainly did not want to hear. So, yes, I think he's got a calculation to make, and the calculation will be that at the end of the day, the base will be with me, but I cannot get reelected just by counting on the base.
Larry, obviously, the biggest political development in the last couple of weeks has been the Republicans picking up Ted Kennedy's old Senate seat in Massachusetts, the people's seat, as it became a major issue up there. In terms of how the health care debate rolls from here, what do you expect to hear from the president tonight? And do congressional Democrats have an idea of what they want to do here, or will it stay on the side of the road for a while?
Well, to take these in reverse order, the Democrats on the Hill want more than anything else for this issue to go away. They would like to finish up and complete the process and get a bill, but what they do not want is a continuing debate over the bill that takes attention away from jobs and the economy, that leaves the impression that somehow they don't get it, that Americans are concerned about jobs and they're still wrangling over a health bill. So they want this to go away. They want either a speedy resolution or they want to keep it on the sidelines. With regard to the president tonight, I think he's going to mention health care, and I think he's going to try to reach towards the middle. He's already done some of this in some TV interviews. I think he's going to say to the country and to Republicans in the chamber, why don't we see what it is we can agree on? And then if it turns out that the two parties can't agree on anything and we don't have a health care bill, at least the president is well positioned and can say to the people, I reached across the aisle, I tried to work with Republicans, they didn't want to work with me, this is not my fault.
Some have said, and this is coming from people who watch politics 24 hours a day, but given what happened in Massachusetts a week ago, and all of a sudden we're hearing much less talk about health care and a whole huge emphasis on the economy, not that it hasn't been a priority already in this administration, but does it come off as less than fully ingenuous that it comes right after that?
You know, there's a long time between now and November. People will not remember in November exactly when the president ramped up his rhetoric and reinforced his focus on the economy. I don't think that by November it's going to matter. I think what's going to matter in November is, do Americans for the most part believe that the president understands what's bothering them, that he is on their side, that he is trying to rejuvenate the economy, that he is trying to create jobs as well as he possibly can? There's no question Democrats are going to lose a lot of seats this year because, after all, the economy will not be roaring by November. But if the president positions himself well between now and November on the economy, on jobs, on the priorities of the American people, he can hold the losses that Democrats are going to suffer on the Hill to, you know, to a level that's manageable.
Larry, we'll certainly be watching tonight, and we'll see how things play out in the weeks ahead. As always, great pleasure to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Larry Haas, former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as a spokesman for the Clinton White House Office of Management and Budget. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.